North Korea remains defiant in the face of fresh war games jointly conducted by the United States and South Korea. The North has launched a missile over Japan, saying it sends a strong message to its enemies. The projectile, launched early Tuesday, flew over the Japanese island of Hokkaido before falling into the sea. It was an intermediate-range missile dubbed Hwasong-12. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was present to observe the launch. He believes it's, quote, a meaningful prelude to containing Guam, which houses a major U.S. military base.
North Korea is not going to attack anybody out of the blue. They are not going to do that. They may be reckless, but they aren't. But they are also realize that if they were to attack U.S. or South Korea out of the blue, this would be the end of the North Korean regime. And that's the other objective that they seek is the survival of the Kim dynasty.
Kim pledged to order more missile launches into the Pacific Ocean. The latest test triggered a state of high alert in Japan and reactions from the United States and its allies. U.S. President Donald Trump was quick to respond. He said the North has shown contempt for its neighbors and that in dealing with the situation, all options are on the table. But many observers believe America's options are very limited when it comes to nuclear-armed North Korea.
There are plans on the table to try to take out North Korea's nuclear capability through airstrikes. The problem is that it cannot be done quickly enough to prevent the North Koreans from responding with an artillery barrage on Seoul, which would be very disastrous for South Korea. The South Koreans are clearly understand that this would be the case. And so they're trying, the new government that took power in March, I think it was, in South Korea has been trying to make sure that the U.S. does not militarily respond to North Korea.
The United Nations Security Council has issued a statement describing the test launch as outrageous and asked North Korea to refrain from further launches. Something that will probably not happen as long as the U.S. and its allies continue war games on the peninsula. Pyongyang views such military drills involving U.S. forces as a rehearsal for an invasion. North Korea's missile and nuclear weapons programs have long been posing a major foreign policy challenge for the United States. But the Trump administration pledged to confront the North head-on. Trump and senior members of his team have repeatedly said America's strategic patience with the North is over. Yet Washington seems to lack the necessary means to contain the North, and that means Trump's policy in practice is not much different from that of former President Barack Obama. What's definitely different, though, is the amount of rhetoric coming out of the White House. Trump's pledge to confront and contain Pyongyang has so far only resulted in intensified tensions. Other than that, the U.S. president has failed to deliver on his promise regarding the Korean Peninsula, like many other of his campaign pledges.